What's going on, everybody? This is Glenn, and welcome to the Glenn Thinks the podcast for April 27th, 2024. I said that real fast. My brain's like, man, what even are you doing right now? We didn't sign up for this. We signed up when the good Lord put the brain in this body. He was like, man, this is going to be a slow-talking guy right here. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this is going to be a slow-talking guy. But eventually, I get around to the point, you know, that I'm trying to make. I'm getting around to what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to do. And I've actually talked to a few people who don't talk good English. You know, English is their second language. They don't talk good English. But I've been told by multiple sources that I'm easier to understand than a lot of other people because I talk so slow. You know, and I can't say nothing about people who can't talk good English because English is my primary language. And sometimes it's a struggle. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Sometimes I'm just like, man, this ain't going good. You know, I remember like being real tired a couple weeks ago and I hadn't talked to anybody for like a couple hours, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I was really locked into what I was doing on a screen. And then like this person come up and started talking to me, like hitting me with questions. And I was just like, I don't even know the word for it. Like I gave them some kind of garbled speech. Like I was like, oh, at first. And then I was like, my brain was like, man, them ain't even words that you're saying right now. And I pulled myself together and it was like, I had to think really hard. It's like the person's like, oh God, Glenn's having a stroke. You know, but I'm like, nah, this is just normal. But, anyway, I haven't done this podcast in a while. Every episode that I've done in the last year or two, it feels like I open with that. Like, I know I haven't been here for a while, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's like when I started this podcast, I had some empty spaces or like more spare time. And now I moved into a career that's like really demanding mentally. And I love my career, but it's really takes a toll on me because by the end of it, I'm just kind of like, at the end of every day, I got a little bit of spit in the side of my mouth. And I'm just like, have the glazed look. And I'm just sitting there like a jar of marmalade. You know what I mean? And it's just like, man, I ain't even thinking much thoughts by the end of it. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's really rewarding. But it's stretched in. I'm stretched in, right? And now that I'm in my 40s, it's like my immune system is like, bro, you have abused us for years. Maybe it's abused me. I don't know. My immune system, I like to think it's like a bunch of different people trying to fight. You know, you got some real good people in your immune system trying to fight for you. Then you got some lazy people in your immune system. And I've gotten sick so much in the last year. I've gotten sick so much times, more than like in the last 20 years. In the last year, I've gotten sick way more than in 20 years combined. I don't even know why. I don't know what's going on. It's like catching up with me, like lack of sleep and probably not the best nutrition. It ain't the worst that I've had in my life, but it's not the best. And I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes and I cut way back down on cigars and I have me like some nicotine pouches, but really like, I don't know, like as far as bad habits, go. I really don't have a lot of bad habits. I just don't get enough sleep. I'm just kind of like, man, I don't even know what's going on. But I mean, I'm happy, and I don't want to end the podcast, right? So here we are, you and me. What's going on? How you doing? How's life going for you? How's life treating you, man? I know it seems really like the world ain't doing good, you know? That's kind of how you feel sometimes when you look around, especially when you look around onto the internet or turn on the TV. You're like, man, the world ain't doing too good, man. But I don't know. I kind of think, and I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, is it really as bad as we perceive it to be? Or is it all an illusion because of what we're exposed to? Right? Because you read about, like, you'll read about how horrible people were, you know, in the past. You read about, like, dark times in history. And there just wasn't, like, what if there was Twitter when Hitler was around, you know? What if there was, like, Instagram when Vikings were around? You know what I mean? Hashtag dying today. And it was like the horrific things that people have done in history and governments, like shady stuff governments did. Which I think that technology's good in the sense that maybe the people that are doing wicked things in the world won't be brought to justice as far as like a court and a jury and all that stuff. But maybe it creates accountability because there's exposure to the masses. You know, if there's corruption, there's a level of exposure now that never has existed in history. So maybe we're getting there, you know, and maybe we'll get to a point where people will be held accountable for being corrupt or being evil. You know, the problem with so much information hitting you is that things that would blow your mind 100 years ago, you just scroll past because you're so desensitized. Yeah. And I don't know. Probably that ain't good. That's the conclusion. That's my conclusion. Probably that ain't good. But I don't know. I will never give up hope. You know. I love my country. I love where I'm from. I don't want to think that, you know, it's the end of the world as we know it. But if it is, I feel fine. You know what I'm saying? All right, all right, all right. But I hope you've been doing good. I hope that life's been treating you well. Life is good. And there'll always be ups and downs, right? Let me tell you about this woman that I seen, right? It's this woman that I don't know this woman, all right? So I go to a couple different places to cut my hair. It's like wherever is convenient to where I'm at. There's this lady in there that has cut my hair before in this establishment. In this scissor wizard establishment. I can't even say that. I got stuck on scissor wizard and I was like, man, how do you even say establishment? But I've gone there a lot, right? Over the years, I would say she's been there for at least maybe 3 to 4 years. She's been at this one haircutting place, right? And she's always wound so tight, dude. She's one of them women that, like, I'm a laid back person. Just naturally, I'm laid back. It takes a lot to get me rattled. And a lot of times, you can't even tell if I'm happy or sad or what, because I'm just so, like, I just do what I do, right? Like, I'm just gonna be calm, you know? No matter, even when I'm real happy, like, it's hard for me to, it's not hard for me, because I don't even try, man. Like, I don't put on. If I'm really happy, I guess excited would be the word. People can't really tell when I'm, like, really excited about something, just because I'm like, that's cool, you know? And so I don't think that it's hard. I don't think that's the right word, because whatever. But anyway, this lady's always keyed up, right? And she was always slamming Red Bulls. And I have had her cut my hair before, right? And so, but I didn't like it, because she's one of those people that wants to talk to me the whole time she'd cut my hair. She wants to talk to me. I just want to watch the TV in there. Usually, I would say probably 99 times out of 100, it's some kind of sports that I don't keep up with, you know, because I just keep up with Yankees baseball. So usually it's football or basketball, and there might be a couple players on there that I'm aware of, but it just passes the time. Like, I watch the sports while I'm in there, and whatever, if it's golf, I don't care what it is. Like, I don't want to really talk. Like, there ain't no, why even do I need to talk to you? You know, we're just two people. I'm paying you for a service. You're giving me that service. I don't want to be unpleasant. I will tip you. I don't want to be an unpleasant person. I just don't got nothing to say to a stranger. You know, like, well, that's not very friendly, Glenn. Okay. Well, I'll make up for it with money. You know, like, I'll tip you more not to talk to me, you know? Or just, like, small talk is fine. But just, this lady was like, she slams these Red Bulls. She's like, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Like, I'm just stressed out. She's, like, all acting crazy. But she was always drinking Red Bulls. And people like, be, girl, how many is that for you today? And she'd be like, four. You know, and I'm just like, dear Lord, she has scissors near my head. And so I always be glad when I don't get her. But it's like, if you're in that shop, there's a bunch of different chairs. There's a bunch of different scissor wizards in there. And so she's like, you're going to hear her conversation. And she's talking to all the different people. And it's just like, she is like the center of attention wherever she is, because she's so loud and wound so tight, right? So I've gone in there before, and over the years, I'm like, you know, she'll talk about her husband, she'll talk about her kids. She had kids. Well, let me tell you something. So I went in there about maybe a month ago, right? And I didn't see her. I didn't see her in there. And I didn't even think about her. It's not like somebody I think about. It's like one of those things where, like, if you don't like a certain thing about, say, a trap. Like, if you go a certain way. If you're driving home from work and you go a certain way. And it's not a way that you always take. And then you know, a bridge is out and you have to take a detour or something. And you're like, this is why this way sucks. You know, that's kind of how it is. Like, I don't lose sleep about this lady. I'm not like, I'm not going there because of her. It's like, once I get there, I remember, oh, there's this crazy person that works here, right? There's this lunatic that cuts hair in here. And I just remember it when I get there, and then it's too late. And I'm just like, man, it's just, I just get my hair cut real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I go in there, I don't see her, but then I hear her, and I, I get a stylist, you know, I go up and they start cutting my hair. And I hear this lady and I'm like, that's her. And she has real short hair now. She cut all her hair off short and turned into a lesbian, right? She had like this big shirt on about how she's a lesbian now. It had like lesbianic things on it. And she was like saying, talking about my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. And I sat there and I was like, dear Lord, this woman has drunk so much Red Bulls. She has like Red Bull induced lesbianism now, right? Like she drank one too many Red Bulls. And I was like, this is crazy. And she made it like a point because it's kind of like when you first get a boyfriend or get a girlfriend, you're like, you can't stop talking about my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my girl, my fiance. What is that? That's off some movie. My fiance. Oh, are you talking about my fiance? Well, it was kind of like that, where I could tell it was like a new thing. Like, she ain't been long broke on through to the other side, right? And I was like, this lady drunk so much Red Bulls. Like, it changed her whole, what she was attracted to sexually. And I was like, this is crazy. Obviously, I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking with you. But I'm just saying, the little bit, that's where my brain went, you know? And I was like, the little bit that I know about this lady is that she's all keyed up. She's always slamming. Like, when you see her slurping down these Red Bulls, you are literally sitting there waiting for her to crush the can on her head. That's how keyed up this woman is. If you don't believe me, I mean, you don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you, I haven't seen a lot of people that are wound this tight. And in my head, I was like, because, I mean, she talked about her husband. She's always talking about her kids. And then the next time I go in there, she's wearing a shirt like, I'm a lesbian, my girlfriend, you know? And she just couldn't quit talking. It's like she had to keep mentioning it. Like, and I was kind of like, I think everybody knows that you're a lesbian now because you have a shirt on kind of saying that you are. I don't remember what it said, but it was like something about liking ladies. You know, it didn't say like I like ladies, but it was like a shirt that was like pretty, like this what I'm doing now, you know. And I was just like, man, she has drunk so much Red Bulls. She's drunk. So be careful with the Red Bulls, or don't. You know, if you want to be a lesbian, drink you some Red Bulls. I don't even know. I didn't know what to think about it. Every once in a while, I'm like, man, I don't know what to think. Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be funny if, like, we didn't know that that was a side effect of like, a food or a drink that came out? Yeah. Like, if some new drink came out, like a sports drink, and, like, you were just crushing these things, dude. You were just crushing these things. And then you had a whole, like, a family and everything. And then you would just be like, man, I'm gay. You just wake up one morning, you crush one too many fruit punch flavored. You woke up one day and was just like, dang, he'd be looking pretty good. Oh, man. But I ain't saying nothing bad. I just thought it was kind of strange. I thought it was kind of a strange. I've never saw that happen before. Like, so rapidly. You know, but I don't know this lady. I don't know her life. I don't know what's going on. Seems real country. But I was just like, it was amazing. And I was just like, man, you don't see that every day, Jack. Let me tell you. Something else that happened that I saw in the news cycle was them Siamese twins got married. Or one of them got married. Both of them didn't get married. One of them got married. And, yeah, so that's a thing. Like, if you're ever dating a Siamese twins, and I've talked about conjoined twins before on the podcast over the years, because it's kind of a fascinating, thing to me. It's out of the ordinary. Things that are out of the ordinary catch my eye. Yeah. And so I've talked about them before. And then I saw a news article a couple weeks ago talking about how this famous, you know, them two women that went to college and they had to pay two different tuitions. And then they can only get one job. I think they're teachers. But they can only get one job, which is kind of like, you're like, that's kind of not fair. But they're in the same place. You know, if I was a conjoined twin and I went to college, I would take like a full course load. And then I'd be like, all right, you study for these classes and I'm going to study for the other half of the classes. Then we'll just copy off each other, right? That ain't right to do, but if you're making me pay tuition for two tuitions, like, I'm going to find a loophole. You know, I'm going to find a loophole. They might have got some kind of scholarship, like the scholarship for conjoined persons, and there ain't a long line for that. Yeah. And if there is, it can't be a single file line. But maybe they got scholarship help. I don't know. But that's the loophole I would find. You know, I'd be like, dude, I'll study for half the classes and you study for half the classes and no one's the wiser, man. But, yeah, so one of them got married. The one that looks like the one that would get married got married. And then the other ones are just kind of hanging out. You know what I mean? Maybe she was the maid of honor at the wedding. If she wasn't. Like, what if she wasn't even, like, in the wedding? She has to be in the wedding, but you know what I'm saying. Like, what if she was just, like, a flower girl? And then, like, the maid of honor stood in front of, like, her. And it's got to be a strange thing, because I think that I read that they met on a dating website. Like, the guy met this half of this conjoined twin on a dating app. And just, he looks like a normal guy, but they always do. He looks like a normal guy, but You gotta think something's going on, right? Because even if you're like a genuinely nice person and you're a conjoined twin, just the fact, because a lot of what you like online dating, there's a lot of visual. That's all you got is visual. Like, you don't know this person. You've never seen this person. Unless you're a stalker, there's not personality to go on. It's just their pictures and what they wrote. Yeah. And it's not like this guy showed up for the date and he'd be like, oh, you're a conjoined twin? What? Really? That's so crazy. You know? It's like he knew that going in. So you've got to be like, huh. Yeah? It's just, I don't know. I don't even know, man. I'm not judging that guy. I'm just saying that there's something special about somebody that would be down. You know what I'm saying? Down for a lifetime of you and your wife and her sister. Everywhere, all the time. That's all I'm going to say about that. let your imagination take you where it will. So that was an interesting thing that I saw in the news. Something else is like that's been going on is like my wife has been we've always sent each other music, you know, this song is good, you know, and then, you know, I'll get a song back, this song is good, this Taylor Swift song is good, and, like, sometimes music doesn't, I don't understand it, like, I don't understand so much the appeal of it, and sometimes music just ain't for you. Yeah. Well, like probably a month ago, I got this song and I was like, I said something. I didn't say the right thing, I guess. I just was like, I said something about, oh, this reminds me of this or something. She's like, you don't like it. And I was just like, huh? What are you going to do? Yeah. And then she was like, you know how much of your stuff I've listened to? And she's one of these people that's like a Swiftie. Like, she's all about Taylor Swift. And something about Taylor Swift fans, right, that I've noticed about Taylor Swift fans is, like, there doesn't seem to be, maybe there are, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of casual Taylor Swift fans. Like, no matter what Taylor Swift got going on, her fans feel the need to take up for this woman, right? That they don't know. They're just like, well, this and that, and this and that. You know, like, they'll argue. If you say anything negative about Taylor Swift, people, like, get up in arms, you know? And you're just like, what's going on, you know? And because I like a lot of bands, and if people are like, you know that Johnny Cash left his first wife and was cheating with that woman with the teeth, I'm just like, yeah. I like Johnny Cash's music, yeah. You know, that's my comeback. This is pretty good music, but something about these Taylor Swift fans, and I can't really put my finger on who or what it is about her music, because I don't understand it. I don't understand Taylor Swift's music. I don't see the appeal. You know, she is a talented artist, but I don't understand the mass hysteria surrounding it. Maybe it's because people listen to this stuff when they're going through, like, a boy broke my heart. A boy broke Taylor Swift's heart, and here's a song about it, and it's just, we're kindred that way. Maybe that's it. Maybe people listen to this kind of music when they're so going through life-changing, altering experiences, and it just is like they feel like they're part of the music and can relate to it, or they, you know, this Taylor was there for me when I needed her to be. I don't know what's going on, man. She's in the Illuminati. I'm pretty sure about that. I'm pretty sure about that. I'm like 100% sure. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory, Glenn. Well, I'll go hard in the paint when it comes to conspiracy theories. I've gone deep. I will go deep. You know, I'll go down YouTube holes that lead to recommended videos, and I'll just keep on going down the hole and down the hole until I end up with Taylor Swift being in the Illuminati. Yeah. That's just where we're at. That's just where we're at in life right now, man. I'm not going to apologize because my eyes are wide open. Why aren't your eyes wide open? That's all I want to know. That's all I even want to know, man. But I don't know. I aggravate her. I love her. I aggravate her, though. But I just don't understand certain musics. But anyway, what else can I tell you about? What else? I can tell you about my life of crime, how that's been going. Yeah. I had a run-in with law enforcement. I'm not proud of it, kids out there. I don't recommend living a life of crime, yeah. But I've talked about it on the podcast a couple years ago. I want to say maybe about 3 years ago, how I got pulled over late at night and that whole fiasco. Well, I got pulled over again, man. I got pulled over again. I was speeding in a motor vehicle, right? And I wasn't, honestly, like, there's no reason for me to lie to you. I really wasn't. These are, like, back roads near where I lived for many, many, many years. And I'm just used to these back roads. You know, I guess I was getting it pretty good. You know, I was getting it a little gooder than I should have been getting it. You know, and I got pulled over by a sheriff's deputy. And he walked up to the window. A couple of them walked up to the window. They walked up to both sides of the car. And, you know, you get hit with, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" "Yeah, we know why you pulled me over, man. Like, we know why you pulled me over." I didn't say this because I'm just like, if there's a chance, I've got no problem with cops. We need cops. I'm down, you know. What you do is something that I couldn't do. I could not do that job, man. None against them. But, do you really need to ask me? We know why you pulled me over, man. Because I was doing sins. And you caught me doing sins. And, you know, that's what am I supposed to say? No. Whatever did you pull me over for? You know? We know why we're talking right now. You know why we're talking. I know why we're talking. You just need to walk up and be like, "I pulled you over because you was doing speed sins." You know? You was doing them dirty little South Carolina speed sins, wasn't you, boy? I'll be like, "Yes, sir. I was." You know? "I didn't mean to. I didn't even mean to do the speed sin, but I done it. So, for what it's worth, I'm sorry." That could be the full transaction. And he'd be like, "I forgive you. Now go about your business." And I'll be like, "Thank you." That is how it should work in a perfect world. But then you got to come up and you got to play a little. They come up being coy. "Do you know? Have you any idea why I pulled you over?" And then I have to come back. It's like a humiliation tactic. You know, like, it, when you're in trouble, when you're a little kid and you're sitting there with, like, cookie crumbs on your face and your parents like, do you know why you're in trouble right now? And you can be like, "No." "No." Or you can be like, "Man, I ate them cookies, Mom. I'm sorry about it, but hindsight is 2020. You know, I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done them cookie sins, but I done them. And I now regret." You know, and it's kind of like when you get pulled over, that part of you comes back from when you were a kid where you don't regret it while you're doing it. Because you're just living recklessly. You're like, "Wee, there are no laws." And then they get you. And then, you know, hindsight's 2020. And then you're sorry about it. You're like, "Man." And then you're paranoid. You're paranoid for weeks afterwards. You're just so paranoid. And you're so, like, fixated on your speed. You know, you're just like, "Oh, no. I've got to watch my speedometer." Yeah. And that's good. I'm not saying that ain't good. It's good to obey the law. And the moral of the story is that it's good to obey the law, but I just don't like how they play that game with you. Like, "Do you know? Have you any idea?" And you're like, "Yeah." Because as soon as you see them lights go on, first thing you're going to do is you're going to either look at the speedometer or look at the big bag of crack on your lap, you know. And since I didn't have no crack, I looked at my speedometer and was like, well, well, here's another fine mess I've gotten myself into. But yeah, I just paid the ticket. I didn't even go to court. What I'm going to go to court for? I went to court the last time because I was like, man, come on, bruh. Yeah. Even outside the court, the cop come and talk to me. You know, outside when I was standing in line and I was like, come on, bruh. You know? And then I got in there to the judge and the judge was kind of, he was hardcore. But he was giving so many people breaks in front of me. And I'm talking about, like, this person got caught without a tag on their car with, you know, trafficking drugs and you know, legally blind without a driver's license since 94. And he was like, you don't have the money today? When are you going to have the money? So he was cutting all these people, all these kind of offenders, all kind of breaks. So by the time I got up there, bro, I rolled to a stop sign at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something. And I guess the cop kind of felt bad for me. So the cop was like, look, I'll drop it down to this, you know, and I was happy. He was happy. We was all happy. And then I was like, brother, I appreciate it, man. But this time they had me dead to right. It wasn't that bad of a fine. I was just like, man, I'll just pay the fine. I ain't even going to mess with court. I'll just pay the fine, you know. I'll just bite the bullet and do it. And so that's what happened. And now I'm trying real hard to do what's right, you know. Because sometimes you don't gotta try to do what's right. Sometimes you gotta pay attention and do what's right. You gotta try, you know. Sometimes you gotta try. Sometimes it ain't easy to do what's right, but you know, it's just right to do what's right. Yeah. But what else is going on, man? Nothing else much happening. I did find this obscure horror movie called Microwave Massacre. This is not a child friendly movie. This is not a movie that you should watch with your kids. Yeah. This is not a children appropriate movie, but it was like a diamond in the rough movie that I found, a horror movie. Like there's nudity and some, it's really corny violence, but it's like a early 80s, late 70s movie. And it's the guy that did one of the voices on the old claymation, Christmas movies like Rudolph or like Santa Claus. It's like one of those, it's like the guy that did one of those voices. And so I found this movie. I was like, this is wild, man. And so I've been enjoying that. What's that new show on Netflix? Baby Reindeer. It's just weird. I've been watching that lately. It's so weird and it makes you uncomfortable. Like the whole show makes you uncomfortable. I want to say it's a British show. But it just, the whole show is dark, and it just makes me feel uncomfortable. So, I've been watching that lately. I don't want to say that I enjoy it, the show itself, but I enjoy the discomfort that it causes me. If that makes any sense. That might, some people, like, if you're a normal person, you might be like, that don't make no sense. But, I don't know, something like that discomfort that it brings me, watching it, you're uncomfortable for like everybody on the show, and you're either embarrassed or just like, ugh, bah. It's just this, I like that feeling. So I've been watching that. But other than that, man, just living life, enjoying it. And I've enjoyed doing this podcast today. That's been nice. And I have recorded a podcast in this same site. It's like deja vu because I recorded a podcast exactly in the exact place that I am maybe 2 years ago, like physically the place that I am today. I just had some time to kill. and I had some time to unalive. And so I was like, I'll do a podcast. And I remember sitting here like 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. And I remember what I was talking about. And it was just, it's kind of like a deja vu-y feeling, you know, which is pretty cool. Deja vu's cool. I did, I don't know. I won't go into that. I'll go into that another day. Some conspiracy theory I heard that I like. But it's good talking to you people. And I'll talk to you soon, or I won't. Man, I don't even know. Thank you.